For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Clett Yoder, president of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce, to discuss Kelowna Days. Before we get to the schedule, anything new this year that might surprise people?
New this year, we have the Lone Tree Pullers are doing a garden tractor pull. That's something brand new for us. Mike Zoss is also going to be showing some movies and have a talk at the library. Other than that, we've got entertainment, just maybe some different faces in the entertainment.
With Michael Zoss, Brinton film tour and all that, did he approach you or did you guys approach him about holding a program?
I think he actually approached us, and I was familiar with what he was doing, so I'm excited to see what he's going to be bringing to us.
Are you planning on attending then?
I hope to.
Do you know what time that starts?
He will be at the Kelowna Library from 11 to 1.
Does the day start off with some sort of marathon or 5K?
Right. The fun run, we switch that from Friday night to Saturday, so everything is the same day. The 5K starts at 8 o'clock and the 1 mile run at 7:40.
Registration for that?
Registration is at 7 o'clock, and that all starts in front of the Kelowna Chamber building.
Is there a chance for early registration?
Yes, you can. I think the early registration date is passed, but you can register that morning.
What else do you guys have planned for the morning?
We have, then the parade will start at 10 o'clock, the usual route. After the parade, we've got all kinds of events happening on the main stage, the entertainment. We've got the kids' activities again, like we've had in the past, and all of the kids' activities are free with the exception of we have a face painter coming in, and she will be charging a fee. But the rest of the kids' activities will all be free.
A kids' tent, what's going to be in there?
The kids' tent, we have a gal here in town who usually takes charge of that, and she just has all kinds of different kids' games going on and a few prizes here and there. Beanbag toss and that type of thing.
Sounds like a lot of stuff planned to keep the kids entertained.
Yes.
For food, what sort of selection are you going to have there?
We have the Stonewall Brick Oven Pizza, the Mid Prairie Fine Arts Boosters, and I think they make kettle corn and a few other things. Prairie Power Relay for Life team will be having a booth, and the Pork Producers.
Looking at the afternoon, any sort of live entertainment? Besides Michael Zoss?
We do. On our main stage, which is right on B Avenue, just east of the chamber, we have Alvin Geigley and the Gravel Scratchers. They start at 11 o'clock, and then every hour we switch. We have the Don Welch Experience, which is a local band, Develop a Dance Company with all their girls and their acts, Southern Strings. 3 o'clock, we have a dog show, and 4 o'clock, Justin Horshosky wraps it up for us.
In the dog show, you started that a few years ago, I think. What's the response like for that?
It's growing every year. That starts at 3 o'clock, and it's sponsored by Linnell's Dog Grooming. And I don't have in front of me here. I know there's different categories that they have, and last year they had some really cute-looking dogs.
Are they mostly tiny dogs or any labs or anything like that?
No, there were some tiny ones, and then there were some that were bigger dogs.
Anything else planned there for Saturday?
Well, we've got, again, the kids' pedal pull that starts at noon. That's usually a big hit. The Lone Tree Pullers, like I said, they're starting at 1 o'clock. That's something new, and that's going to be at the Kelowna Sale Barn.
What goes into planning Kelowna Days? It's a chamber event. How many people are involved with putting this all together?
It is a chamber event, and all of the planners are chamber members. There's, I think, about 5 or 6 of us that do the planning. And we get cooperation from the chamber and from the community to provide the entertainment, the funds, and just the help to get it together.
Are you still looking for help there on Saturday?
We can always use help. I know physical labor is always good. I know there's a few places we could use volunteers to help, especially with the fun run. Monetary donations, we always accept. You know, it's not all free to put on, so, you know, anything will help. We just like to make, you know, like I say, the kids' activities are all going to be free. We want this to be a day that the families can come to town and enjoy themselves without putting out a lot of money.
Clett, thank you so much for your time here, and we'll see you out there.
Okay, thank you.
That was my conversation with President of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce, Clett Yoder, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.